from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show. Call or text now. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Call us or send us a text on the WNSR text line. 615-844-5600. 615-844-5600. Call or text. Same number.
Red 7.
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot wrap.
That's what we call a sack lunch.
I do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
All that ridicule you took, every bit of the ridicule you took after getting your butt beat, when you pound on their butt tonight, you think about that. You take every bit of your energy, every fiber in your bone, and you take it and you beat the piss out of them. I'm talking about beat the piss out of them. Let's go rip their ass. Let's go.
On Friday.
All right, Patton, I just sent you an clip, an audio clip here. Let me make sure. Okay. Don't need to worry about the editing of it because there's no cuss words. This is a TV show. Let me know, Patton, when you have it. Yeah, sent Patton a audio clip from this past Saturday. Now, I didn't watch this one either, but this is a highlight, and we might as well just put it up here and start bloviating about it. Hyperventilating, bloviating, maybe lose consciousness. We're so excited, that kind of thing. Patton, do you have it?
I'm getting loading it up.
Okay. Can't wait. Sam Dog says, Bill, and Ball's is still hour three, so about an hour out. Sam Dog, Middle Georgia. Bill, Daddy Ball drafts have tiers for players' selection. Tier 1 is baseball-playing athlete. Tier 2 is athlete, but not a lot of baseball experience. Tier 3 is hot-looking mom. That is true. That is true. If you've been part of a Little League baseball draft, it is funny. It is so fun. Pete, these folks actually get in and get excited like they're about to win something that's going to actually matter in life. It is absolutely comical. I've been part of it. I would know. Okay, just let's start bloviating right now. Take a listen. Here it is.
Arch going deep.
Arch.
And that one is hauled in by DeAndre Moore for the touchdown. White squad is on the board. Manning to Moore.
What an absolute beautiful pass that was. Arch Manning comes in after this white offense was not able to find traction on their first two drives. Here's a surprise for you right here. Arch finds time, play action, freezes the defense, gives Arch the opportunity to pump fake to one side, and then lo and behold, there's this guy, DeAndre Moore. We were asking who's going to step up, make plays at this receiver position. Well, DeAndre Moore has showcased what he can do just in a small sample. Outside here, usually you got responsibilities.
All
where
right,
he
that's
has
good enough. That's good enough. Arch Manning with about a 70-yard touchdown, deep ball. Let's just go ahead and crank it up. Is Quinn Ewers watching his back here? Hey, Quinn, maybe you should have turned pro. I don't know, man. Did you see what Arts did in the spring game right there on that play? Huh? Spring game, baby. I'm just saying. Topwater Assassin says, Bill, thou shalt not go full port in any game, especially midweek baseball game. Do not go full port midweek baseball game or Sunday game because you don't know what's left pitching and it could get weird, right? Probably shouldn't go full port ever, regardless. No, I'll give you a reason. I'll give you one where you should go full port. If Paul Skeens were pitching this year, then you should go full port. Anytime he starts. Now, I'm talking about in the college game. Now, he's been incredible in AAA ball, but that'd be the exception to the rule of Skeens and going full port. Now, for those of you who don't necessarily know all the words on this show, full port is something that I introduced a couple of years ago, and it stands for full portfolio. And it's basically a stock term where some goofballs say, yeah, I like this pick of this stock. I'm going to go full port, meaning he's going to take his entire portfolio and put it on it, which is about as dumb a thing as you could possibly do, even if it is a sure thing. It's still an incredibly dumb, risky thing, and I don't think many people do it. There is some kid, I will tell you this. I see these things all the time. NVIDIA, which is going to be a phenomenal stock for a long time. And it flirted with 1,000, and it's had a couple of dips. And Friday, it took some significant dips, and I was there on the downside riding it. So I was happy. But the ultimate end game with NVIDIA is up. But it might sustain some more downtime here the next week or two or however. There's some kid, reportedly, who's about 18, 19 years old, playing options, who on Friday, I think, kept going full port on NVIDIA puts, which is betting down in options. Calls would be you going long. Puts would be you going short. Now, that's in options, okay? Not regular common stock. And reportedly, this kid took $800 Friday, intraday now, and kept riding NVIDIA to the tune of 100K. Now, again, believe what you want. That kid, if true, he'll get a balls of, I don't know the kid's name, I don't know where he lives, I don't know. I'm just telling you, that is a urban legend from Friday. That developed on Friday. Now, that kid, the problem is, if that is indeed true, the problem is that kid thinks that he's better than he is, and he's going to get wiped out. That's really, when you do something like that and you're that age, it's dangerous. It's good that you did well, but it's dangerous because it gives you this false sense of what you are, and I would be willing to bet that kid gets completely wiped out, thinking that he's more than what he is. Funny story, though. So, yeah, back to Topwater Assassin, full port, and we use it in betting just to have fun. Like, yeah, I'm going to go full port on that, which I would never do. First of all, I don't keep enough money in a betting account. It wouldn't matter if I went full port. Topwater Assassin, again, thou shalt not go full port in any game, especially midweek baseball game. Let me pull up. Where is DraftKings? I use DraftKings probably more than I use, at least right now I do. I kind of go from app to app, but DraftKings is my favorite. And you've got the various ones on there. You've got DraftKings. You have FanDuel. You have some of the others that are out there. I get them all. Let me pull up DraftKings and see what, if I went full port, how much money's in it? Let me pull $183. So if I went full port, it would be $183. That would be full port for me in my betting stable. Heck, now it won't let me sign back in. Anyways, no big deal. No big deal. Yeah, let me look at the apps that I have. I've got FanDuel, I have Superbook Sports, I have DraftKings, BetMGM. Let's see what else I have. I have Go. No, that's something else. I'm going to say GoFan. That's a ticket thing. Do I have any others? I'm sure I do. But those are the main ones that I have that I look at. But the one that's my favorite that I enjoy the most is DraftKings. And they update their picks pretty well. No, they do. They do. Jim and Jupiter says, I have daughters and can't play, so soccer, the sport they play, but I am sure I would have favored my girls. Dion has taken it all the way to college football. Perry Mason, Bill, you're killing me with the truth of Daddy Bull. I might have been guilty of some of this. I am reminded by the wifey several times about this during baseball season. Now, Daddy Ball is in every little town or big town in America. And what do you think Daddy Ball's like in European soccer? Or soccer across the world? Daddy Ball is worldwide. If you live in a little bitty old town and the total population is 272 people, there's Daddy Ball somewhere in that group. Doesn't matter where you go. You cannot move away from Daddy Ball. It's going to be there in your face. Topwater Assassin, now that the majority of the spring games are over, what's the TP looking like? Some people thought it would be Armageddon, but it seems tame so far. He's talking about the transfer portal. It's relatively uninspiring. Auburn got a nice D-line transfer, I believe, from IU. LSU was looking at him. So I'm not saying there aren't teams getting better and taking advantage of this like they should, but it's nothing like the media and the drumbeat we were sold or attempted to sell us. I was skeptical from the beginning. It's just not. Oh, my God. This portal coming up, y'all, is going to be monumental. You've never seen a tsunami like this. You know how they say you spot a tsunami? You're on the beach. And the water starts receding out to sea. Like really weird. Like biblical weird. As you're sitting there, and then all of a sudden, in the distance, there's this huge wave coming. That's what the media predicted. Yeah, hey, Bill, metaphorically speaking, why is the water receding? Let's walk out there, man. I'm going to walk out where the water used to be. It's safe. Come on with me. We didn't get anything like that. Not at all. Not even close. Omni Nashville Hotel. Friday, we'll be there.
Good morning. Traffic's cranking up pretty good with some volume now. Westbound on Vietnam Vets coming through Hendersonville, working your way towards Conference Drive. It's crowded over here now on 40 West at Spence Lane, watching it just build big time there in the Hermitage area, coming in with all that heavy traffic flow from Wilson County into Hermitage on 40 West at Central Pike. It's loading up pretty good now on 24 Westbound out of Rutherford County as you head up to the Antioch area. 24/7 reliable crane and rigging services right here in Middle Tennessee. It's Tomahawk Crane and Rigging. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hey, if you're looking for a place to catch all the hockey and hoops action this spring, look no further than the Alley Pub in Bellevue. And now here's Samantha to tell you about one of their great weekly specials.
Attention service industry. We want to say cheers to you at the Alley Pub. located at 7040 Highway 70 South in Bellevue. Every Wednesday night, bring a copy of your ABC card or pay stub to receive 20% off of your tab. Only at the Alley Pub, Bellevue's best sports bar and grill.
Hello, I'm Greg Figueroa.
And I'm David Figueroa. Over 30 years ago, my brother Greg and I set out on a mission to offer the world a better hot sauce.
That's right, David. We made Melinda's thicker, hotter, and better than ordinary hot sauces.
And now we have 32 exciting and delicious sauces that hot sauce fans are obsessed with, like our ghost pepper sauce, our Thai sweet chili, and our best-selling black truffle hot sauce.
Melinda's also has 5 spicy ketchups made with real sugar and no added junk like high fructose corn syrup. People ask David and I what makes Melinda so good. That's easy. We think like chefs do. Instead of burning someone with hot peppers and vinegar, we use fresh plant-based ingredients and the finest chili peppers perfectly blended to set your mouth on flavor.
Go to Melinda's.com to find our line of craft condiments at Walmart and other fine retailers. And right now, get 20% off our award-winning sauces with code SPORTS at Melinda's.com. That's M-E-L-I-N-D-A-S.com. Melinda's.com.
The Locksmith Company, our full-service locksmithing expert, is proudly saluting our first responders. Their tireless effort should never go unnoticed. This message is brought to you by The Locksmith Company, a proud veteran employer. For all your residential, commercial, or automotive locksmithing needs, call today for a free estimate or 24/7 emergency service at 931-801-5427, 931-801-5427. And also visit the LSCO.com. The Locksmith Company is looking forward to seeing you.
JB and the General.
Really, I'd say if a move isn't made within the next 48 hours after the season's conclusion, maybe that's your answer.
There, yeah, I agree. If this is not immediate, because it shouldn't have to be anything Candace has to think about. You know, she should be all in one way or the other. He's coming back or he's gone. Like, that decision should already be made. I think that's what you're saying, right?
Yes. Weekdays 9 to 11, live on WNSR.
Gives you a wide latitude on topics because Bill King isn't afraid of your telephonic interaction. 615-844-5600.
We beat your ass this morning. I'll let you, Bill. You boys are so lame, man.
Sid down on the lovely Emerald Coast said, Bill, DraftKings is your favorite because of the name. Is there any relation? See you next week on the beautiful Emerald Coast. Yes. I've been exposed. I am related to DraftKings. Every time something happens there, somebody bets there, I get money. I get money just from that. Doesn't matter whether they win or lose. I get paid every time. It's amazing the deal I got. Yes. DraftKings, right? I mean, it makes sense. Sid, look forward to meeting you, sir. I do. Just looking over here, Joseph, down in Florida, says, Ohio State is Notre Dame's daddy. Tressel, being at the Notre Dame spring game, was just supporting his former player. No issue there. Well, that was a nice gesture. He and Lloyd Carr were there, and of course, Lloyd has CJ Carr, grandkid, who I think a year from now is probably their starter. Now, again, we'll have some time to work through all that. Riley Leonard's going to be the starter. Steve Angeli probably has something to say about it. But C.J. Carr has the upside that's the biggest in that group. Clay said, Bill, if you looked at the SEC East in baseball, it is jammed up. Kentucky's sitting up there at 15-3. Tennessee is necked at 12-6. Vanderbilt's 10-8. Georgia's 9-9. South Carolina's 9-9. Florida is 8-10. Missouri is 6-12. How about the top of the West? Arkansas is 14-4. A&M is 13-5. Yeah, it's deep. It's deep with dudes literally everywhere. Tennessee hosts Missouri this weekend. A team that is probably, would it be fair to say struggling? I would say so. Perry Mason down in the Orange Groves of America, down in Lake Placid, Florida. Hey, Bill. Todd Golden is killing it in the transfer portal. With the addition of FAU, Elijah Martin from their team that made a run a few years back to the finals, he looks to be the best hire at Florida in a while. It's going well with Todd Golden. It is. Speaking of Mark Pope, is that what Perry Mason just said? Mark Pope, right? Is that... Now, again, I'm not saying this from a negative point of view. I'm just pointing out that nobody on last year's roster is on this, going to be on this Kentucky basketball team. It's either transfer portal, NBA, or whatever. Or out of time. Whatever it might be. They have Travis Perry from the recruiting class. None of the other recruits right now are coming. Now, again, I don't know what's going on there. Maybe one or two do. They have the BYU kid who went on a Mormon mission, who's a very good player. And then they just brought in a 6'10 kid, I believe, from Siena, that's highly recruited, from the transfer portal. He is not committed to them, but they are considered a very big threat to get that kid. It's going to be going to be a brand new roster. Now, basketball, you can do that. You can do that. Ryan Weathers, who you Vandy fans, I believe he was committed to Vandy, from Loretto, Tennessee, which is down south close to the right on the border, pitches tonight for the Marlins versus the Braves. He played on a single-A team. He's a lefty, played single-A baseball, y'all. His dad was a long-time Major League Baseball. Now, he's been in the bigs a couple of years now. Seems like yesterday he was in high school. He's a young guy. How old is that kid? Early 20s at most. A lefty with nasty stuff against the Braves. And Bill Shanks, of course, down there, we're on all those stations that he has, carrying the Braves. We carried the Braves at WNSR where we launched that show, this show every day. But I just noticed this. Ryan Weathers, who was his dad was David, right? Longtime big league pitcher, goes tonight against the Braves. Another somewhat local irony there. Against a hellacious organization, the Atlanta Braves. All you guys down there love them, man. They listen, they watch every game. They do. They absolutely love it. No Kev up in Chicago. Bill, the only thing that might overrule the hot mom is the pain and the AZZ parents. Guys, with Daddy Ball, I've seen everything. I've seen parents melt down. I've seen kids melt down. I've seen a parent try and fight everybody. I've seen coaches melt down. I've seen umps leave the field because of the verbal abuse they're getting from the stands. I think they get about $25 a game. Maybe. Now I'm talking about Little League ball, not on up. It's not much. I've seen umps who didn't know the strike zone from a hole in the ground. I've seen guys put in preferential places because of their last name related to the coach. I've seen all that stuff. I've seen the wives get mad at each other, start screaming. I've seen wives on one team screaming at the wives on the other team and back and forth. I've seen it all. I told you, the worst was it was a travel team, I believe 14U game. And one of the parents on the other team, who I've known for a long time, matter of fact, he was a walk-on basketball player back in the early 80s at Tennessee, 6'6 guy, who's about a 100th degree black belt, I'm not kidding, got mad because one of the players on the other team threw and it buzzed his kid, who was at bat. After the game, tried to fight everybody. Was down in his karate, his jiu-jitsu stance, whatever, and was wanting to fight. I don't care who wants to come. We're going to fight out here. And some of the coaches on the team where his kid played, they were able to, now not physically subdue. This guy's a big, bad dude. 6'6", long, and would love to hurt people. But they were able to calm him down. I thought this was going to be on the national news. I've seen everything. I mean, I have seen everything. And I was talking to a lady the other day. She was heading to a travel team. And I told her, I said, when my kids played, I would always, you know, me and a buddy or had a kid on the team or something, we'd be sitting in the stands and talking, man, we're gonna miss this. I'm going to miss these days. And I was talking to her about it. She was about to go. She was heading out to the ballpark. And I said, you know, back a few years ago when I was travel team baseball, travel team basketball with my daughter and all that, I worried about how much I'd miss it. I don't miss a second of it. I do not miss any of it. Oh, would not go back. Balls of Steel coming up hour three. Clay said, he goes, I played Babe Ruth ball with David Weathers. And that's the father of Ryan. David played in the bigs for many years. Ryan is a just 6'3", 6'4", lefty with everything you could want. Pitches against the Braves. I'm sure the Braves aren't listening right now, real intimidated by my description of Ryan Weathers. I'm not anticipating they're intimidated at all. No, that's not my point here. Everybody they go against is going to be a dude on that level. It's true. This is on the text line, Jim in Shreveport. And by the way, that number is 615-844-5600. Bill, are you getting more comfortable? And he says, I'm asking about Blake, too, with the defense at LSU. I do think, here's what I'm good with, and here's what I'm not good with. I'm good with, you're going to be well-coached on that side of the ball. That's been remedied. You've got personnel shortcomings, particularly up front, that worry me. I don't know that in a portal 15 days you're going to add enough to completely fix the leakage. So I'm good with the way you're going to be coached. Last year you weren't coached well either. You had some personnel shortcomings, but you were not coached well on that side of the ball. Brian Kelly knew it. That's why he made the change. Brian Kelly never sticks around and takes up for an assistant coach that's not coaching well. I've seen him hire buddies that he shouldn't have hired that turned out poorly, but he fired them. Brian Van Gorder, who's the O-line coach that he brought back to Notre Dame? He wasn't very good. Harry Hiestand had to come in and fix everything. And he was the head coach at one of the MAC schools, too. Did not do well there. That was a terrible hire by him. But even when he makes that mistake, he ends up fixing it. How many times have you seen head coaches that bring in a buddy, the guy's not a very good coach, and he doesn't do anything about it? I see it all the time. Mike Kelly don't play that crap. I'll give him credit, but I still worry about the defensive shortcomings there. I do. Ags and Strohs down on the lovely Emerald Coast, his baseball team ranked number one. Bill, my favorite ball field dust-up was two coaches nearly coming to blows in the middle of an eight-year-old fall ball league game. They don't even keep score in those games. Gig 'em. One year in fall baseball, and I believe it was 6 years, so it was T-ball, they didn't have a coach for this team that I think it was Brandon, was on when he was six. And so a lady that I knew said, would you coach him? And I said, yeah, but the game's got to be before the college football because it would be Saturday. Every Saturday there's a game. But it's got to be in the morning before college football. She goes, well, that's not a problem. There's only two teams in the league. So we played the same team, T-ball, about 10 times, and then we played them in a league playoff game. Winner take all. Same team every time. We lost. Yeah, I was the head coach. We lost. I think they won more regular season against us, and then we played the winner-take-all game. We lost. That was it. My career was over. Jim and Jupiter. Bill, LSU will be run on, and that eliminates them from being a playoff team. Well, yeah, I think they're a borderline playoff team, but if it is indeed as porous as Blake says, and Blake goes to those practices. He's there. Blake is a former college football offensive lineman. Then it's going to be a problem. Their offense is plenty good enough to be a playoff team. Their defense is not. Where's the middle ground there is what we need to know. I don't think they're going to be as bad, though, as we're led to believe on that side of the ball. I don't think it's going to be that bad. But if thou shalt not stop the run, that's a big problem. That's just fundamental kindergarten level first day of class football. True, and it's true. Omni on Friday, y'all.
Good morning. They were moving a stalled vehicle, and it's causing a bit of a slowdown. A lot of rubbernecking on 40 eastbound, just past 46th Avenue before you get up to 440. Still heavy coming through Hermitage, Donaldson right now with that heavy traffic flow on 40 coming westbound. They're passing Donaldson Pike. It's loaded up pretty good with a heavy traffic volume right on schedule coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, 24 west up through Antioch. 24/7 reliable crane and rigging services right here in Middle Tennessee. Tomahawk Crane and Rigging. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Hey Tennessee, Jeff Fisher here. Ready for edge of your seat football action? The Nashville Cats are bringing it to you live.
I'm Eli Gold, and we promise you an electrifying experience with every play. Arena football is back, it's furious and full of fun. Join us for the greatest show on turf. Secure your tickets today at thenashvillecats.com and get ready to cheer for your Nashville Cats.
The battle for a 7th-straight division crown starts right now. And the East already knows. Don't sleep on the Atlanta Braves.
Swung on, belted, deep right field, gone. Home run, Michael Harris.
Tonight, it's Division Baseball from the heart of Atlanta as Brian Snitker and the Braves face off against the Miami Marlins at Truist Park.
Pre-game coverage begins at 6.05 p.m. live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Got biscuits? Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel does, and Bill King loves them all.
Hold back a few more minutes on your nominations for next hour, Balls of Steel. Don't front load yet. Give it a couple more minutes. Bitcoin Playboy down in Athens, Georgia, says, Bill, speaking of defense, the Vol secondary terrifies me. He's a Tennessee fan, even though he's in Athens. You would think, okay, he's a Georgia fan. No, there's one fan I know that's not a Georgia fan. He said, and of course, when I say it terrifies me, I don't mean that in a good way. I think that is a reasonable assessment. Now, there's really nobody back from last year, and it wasn't a good secondary last year. It was a problem. It's all either transfer portal kids or young kids, or I don't know that they can be any worse. The problem that I have on top of that is I don't think they're well coached at all, and they didn't do anything about it. Willie Martinez has never been a good DB coach. You Georgia fans remember when Mark Richt, when Brad Van Gorder actually at that point in his life could coach? And at Georgia, he was really good. When he left and Mark Richt elevated his buddy from down in Miami, from the Miami days, to the defensive coordinator position at Georgia, what happened to Georgia's defense, Georgia fans? Pop quiz, Georgia fans. When BVG left to pursue pro ball or head coaching, and good buddy Willie Martinez was elevated to the D.C. down in lovely Athens. What happened? An absolute collapse from probably the best defense and most well-coached defense at the time to, oh my God, is this guy going to get Rick fired? And that's who's heading up Tennessee's defense. Defensive secondary. Now, the comeback on that is, well, but Bill, he's a really good recruiter, and that's why they keep him. It might be. Might be. Now, I do know that when we were talking with Dave Hooker about this weeks, months ago, he said that Willie Martinez did not get a rollover on his contract like the others. But that is true. That's a problem. Now, Tennessee, ahead of that secondary, will have as deep a defensive line as I think anybody in America. I'm not kidding. And they have some stars up there, including first-team All-American James Pierce. And they ought to be better at linebacker. Losing Elijah Herring and the portal actually, I think, is addition by subtraction. He has no instinct at all at that position. I think they'll be better there. Their front seven has a chance, I think, can be really stout. Now, the back end there, I agree. I can't sit here and defend it. It is worrisome. It is a question mark. I agree with you. And it's always irritating, and I think Josh Heupel's done a good job. But it always is difficult when you're watching a team, you know there's a problem there, and it doesn't get addressed. And folks, let me just take you back. Where was my first experience? Here's another pop quiz. You ready? What was my first experience being incredibly vocal about an assistant, in this case coordinator, who the head coach would not do anything about until it was, well, basically it was too late. Now, you could debate that part. Pop quiz. And Tennessee fans did not like me talking about it as much as I did. Philip Fulmer did not like me talking about it as much as I did. Matter of fact, Philip contacted me about it several times. Several times. What happened ultimately with that coach? He got run. He got chased. That coach don't like me either. I don't blame him. I don't blame him. To have one guy criticize him that much, I don't blame him for not liking me. I was dead 100% right. Jim and Jupiter, Bill, that would be Randy Sanders, correct. Randy Sanders will go to his grave despising me, and that's okay. I get it. I totally get it. That dude don't like me. Fulmer, several times on the phone, called me about it during a golf scramble on the golf course. Joked about it with me, but I know that he wasn't really. He was joking, but he deep down didn't like it. Didn't like it. Tim. Checking in this morning. Bill, this BVG talk has given me PTSD from his days as head coach at Georgia Southern. Can we put him on the verboten list or make a thou shalt not mention BBG ever again, Bill. I don't blame you. I do not blame you.
Good morning. Still a little bit crowded coming down Vietnam Vets westbound here at Gallatin Pike all the way up to Conference Drive. As you come in from Hendersonville, Sumner County, traffic's still not too bad right now. Over here in Donelson, it's just heavy as expected. Westbound I-40 there at Donelson Pike in from Dixon County this morning. That's been quiet so far on I-40 as you come through Kingston Springs, but it does slow down just a bit at times on 40 eastbound right past 46th Avenue, where we've already had a couple of problems on the west side there of Nashville. 24/7 reliable crane and rigging services right here in the Middle Tennessee area.
Family Talk
Tomahawk
with Straight
crane
Talk.
And rigging.
You give
Check them out
and you
at TomahawkCrane.com.
It's time to get
I'm Commander
with
Chuck
Talk
when you're on Type Traffic.
You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Progressive presents good news, bad news, dumb news, then great news. Good news. A letter in your mailbox says you could save money bundling your home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. You saw it after your teenager backed the car into the mailbox. Dumb news. A new mailbox, basically a box on a stick, costs up to $400. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and go with paperless mail instead. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
The smarter way to pick your floors, it's time to make the swap. Swiffer Power Mop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket, and the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop, Swiffer Power Mop.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at USPS.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Hey, this is George Plaster. Looking forward to joining the WNSR family Monday, April the 29th with Kelly Holcomb, Watson Brown, and Billy Derrick. We'll continue to broadcast from the Ford Ice Center in Bellevue, but now we have the ability to take your phone calls 4 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, April 29th. We'll get it started. Hope you'll join us on Nashville Sports Radio.
King is the king of college football, and his sample size is large. Just ask him.
Todd just posted the golf tournament pairings for Saturday. That would be May the 5th. No, the 4th. Check that. May 4th, sorry. And I'll retweet that. Tom said that he was bringing, I saw him tweet yesterday, he had some Buffalo Trace, Eagle Rare, and Blanton's. I've got all those too. And I was, ironically, I was thinking about bringing the same thing. I have some Taylor. I have some E.H. Taylor. I got two bottles of Pappy's. I'm not bringing that. And, oh, I do have, I've got several bottles of Weller, too. But we'll have a, there'll be a nice assortment down there. Brandon is a Blanton's guy. Georgia Dog has a nightmare that he shared with us when he was umping many years ago, Little League, Daddy Ball. Says, Billy, first year after my senior year in high school, I umpired Little League. He goes, I'm umping a game. Third base coach calls timeout just as the pitcher starts delivery. I jump out from behind the plate, signal timeout. Pitcher throws the ball anyway. Kid hits a home run. I had to wave it off because his coach called timeout. He says, Bill, the mom of the kid who hit the home run had to be arrested. It was her son's first ever home run. I never umped again. That is a freaking nightmare. Wow. But totally believable. So he's umping, just getting started right out of high school. Third base coach, the batter's coach, calls timeout, I guess during the delivery, or right before whatever. Georgia Dog waves off the pitch, pitches it anyways. Hitter, who had never hit a home run before, hits a home run. Doesn't count. Play had been stopped. Mom goes nuts, gets arrested. That is hilarious. Now, again, if you lived it, it probably wasn't real funny. But, Georgia Dog. And then Georgia Dog, after that, you proceeded to get divorced 5 times. So what all happened there with you? That is a nightmare scenario. God, John down on the Emerald Coast. Bill, he's got Balls of Steel. I'm not going to read it yet because we've got to get to next hour. But he has posted his Balls of Steel, and you know what? That's cool. Post them. Go ahead. Front load them. We're just a couple of minutes out from the top of the hour. And use the hashtag BOS, #BOS. But your Balls of Steel nominations for hour number 3 on this Monday. Remember, Balls of Steel can absolutely be sports-related. If you do not want it to be sports-related, it's something else. That's fine. Try and stay away from, not that I really care, but it just the audience gets all in a tizzy. Try and stay away from something political, though. Other than, now Corona Bros, that's fair game. Yeah, that's fair game. All that kind of stuff. But just anything else, I personally don't care. But anytime we start that, the audience gets all in a snit and everything, and I just don't want to. I'm not in the mood to deal with it. It's the non-playing portion. Let's chill a little bit here. But yes, post your Balls of Steel. We will get to that coming up in hour 3. Just a reminder, this Friday we will be back at the Omni. The dates have changed. It used to be the first week of the month, and last month it changed to the last week of the month. So if you're wondering, Bill, when are you at the Omni doing the show? It's now going to be the last Friday of the month, each month. And that would be this Friday coming up. And Coach Pete will be down there with us. Coach Pete will come by. Ole Miss Evie, she'll be on with us. Ole Miss Evie is going to commitments. She's traveling. Her and David are heading that way. Looking forward to Coach Pete's going to be down there. If you folks are in the mood and you want to get deep into plays and calling and diagrams and X's and O's, Coach Pete has already said, I will do any of that you need. If you want to go that far with it, a lot of people don't want to get that deep. But if you want to go that deep with it, Coach Pete has said, we can go as far down that rabbit hole as you want to go. Not a worry. You tell me how deep you want to go, we'll take it that deep. But Coach Pete will be there, and we're going to have a blast. Georgia Dog said, Billy, I was only 17. The mom ran onto the field, had to be restrained. She was not one of my exes. Not after that. Not after. You robbed that kid of a home run, Georgia Dog. All right. Probably never hit a home run again after that either, right? Hour 3, Balls of Steel.